3 in your Scofield Bible, page 1314, 1314. We'll be reading the first six verses, and we'll read the verses responsively. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Let's please stand for the reading of this passage of Scripture. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day. Thank you for this day honoring mothers. We're thankful for that host of mothers represented by this group who are now in heaven. We thank you for those who are staying by the stuff as they labor here together with all the First Baptist Church family. And we thank you for our preacher. We pray that you'd tonight use him in a wonderful way in every life. Thank you for our seniors, and we pray for thy blessing upon each of them. Thank you for this great church. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray you to help me tonight. I cannot in myself meet the needs of every person here. There are thousands of people here tonight, and the Holy Spirit will have to take what I say, multiply it as you did the loaves and fishes in days gone by, and feed the hungry multitudes. I want to thank you tonight before I speak for the ladies of our church again, the mothers, the women of the First Baptist Church. Bless me as I speak tonight, and them as they hear, and all of our people, in Jesus' name, amen. I want you to sit up straight and listen very carefully. If I were Satan, I would try to destroy mankind. If I tried to destroy mankind, I would choose the key nation in all the world with which to corrupt the human race. I don't think you realize the influence America has. I don't think you realize the fact that Hollywood has pretty well destroyed this whole world. Our rock music culture has covered the globe. Unless you travel in other countries or know something about it, you have no idea. They've copied our miniskirts, they've copied our women wearing the pants, they've copied our rock music, they've copied our loose morals, they've copied most everything America has, because America is the most ended nation on the face of the earth. So if I were the devil, I'd try to choose or find the most influential nation in the world. If I were going to try to destroy the human race and corrupt it to make it like it was in the days before the flood, or like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, I would try to destroy the key nation, most influential nation, and corrupt it. May I tell you for a while how I would try to destroy that nation? First, I would try to find the cleanest and the purest mind in that nation. I would seek to find the one single group of people whose minds were the cleanest and minds were the purest, and I would choose woman. I wish you could have known women back yonder 50 years ago in America. I wish you could have known what women were like 60 years ago in this nation, when men wore pants and ladies wore skirts down to cover their knees and lived modest and decent lives. I wish you could have known women back yonder years ago. I'm saying I would choose the cleanest and the purest mind, and I would choose the mind of a woman. And I would try to destroy the purity of that person or that woman. I would invent a machine that could be brought into every home. A machine that had a little screen about that wide and about that tall. And I would call that machine television. And I would put interesting people on that machine. I would put people and programs on it. I'd put a station called HBO, if I were the devil, on that machine. And I'd put soap operas on that machine. Because I'm trying to destroy mankind. And if I corrupt mankind, I've got to corrupt the most important nation, the most influential nation. And if I corrupt the most influential nation, I've got to find the purest and cleanest mind and corrupt that mind. I would put talk shows on that box. And I would have those talk shows to talk about sex. I would have prostitutes and lesbians and bisexuals. I'd make the most intimate sexual words common on that box. And then I would continue my effort to destroy the purest and cleanest mind on the face of the earth. Then I would also start some magazines for women. I'll tell you where I'd put them. I'd put them at the checkout counter in supermarkets and drugstores. So that as a woman starts to get checked out at the grocery store, there is all kinds of filth that she can pick up and read. If I were the devil, I'd try to destroy mankind, and I would start by destroying the most influential nation on the face of the earth, and I would start by the most cleanest and the purest mind, and I would do my best to destroy the purity and decency of that mind. I'm a little tired of people saying, you can't have pure young ladies anymore. That's a dirty, stinking lie of the devil. The young ladies in this room tonight are as clean, as pure as they ever were back yonder years ago. Why? Because there's one little oasis and one little spiritual island in America called First Baptist Church and Hiles Anderson College, Hammond Baptist Schools and City Baptist Schools that still believe a young lady can walk down the aisle pure and virgin and sweet and make her first kiss, the kiss at the altar, after she's pronounced the wife of a fine young man. If I were the devil, I would seek to destroy the human race. I would choose the most influential nation. I would choose the cleanest and purest mind, and then I would also choose the kindest tongue in all of that nation. As I sought to find the kindest tongue, I would, of course, choose the tongue of a woman. And I would do what I could to destroy the kindness of that tongue. I would teach her to curse like men curse. I'd teach her to talk vulgar words like men talk. I would destroy the kindness of that tongue. But that isn't all. I'd invent a machine where she could talk to other people and hold up to her ear and talk to other people on that machine. And I would see to it that she talked about other people on that machine. I'd call it a telephone or a gossip machine. And I would have her call and talk about who got the latest divorce and about the latest scandal and the latest gossip and the latest chit-chat, and I'd have her talk at 15, 20 minutes at a time about these things. Rather than talk about Jesus, I'd have her talk about these things and try to destroy the kindest tongue in the entire world. And by the way, I'd give her enough idle time to where she'd have plenty of time to talk on that machine. If I could destroy the kindest tongue in America and the purest mind in America, I'd be on my way to destroying America. And by destroying America, I could influence the destruction of the entire human race. Then, I would try to find the most feminine creature in the world. Again, I would search and finally choose a woman. I never understood why a woman doesn't want to be feminine. I've never understood why a woman wants to act like a man. I've never understood that. Somebody said, "Well, this matter of homosexuality is a different lifestyle." No, it's not. It's dirty sin. The dirty sand. And Mr. White of the Green Bay Packers is right when he said it's sin, and the Bible says it's sin. Well, you say it's a natural thing. Some males prefer males, and some females prefer females. Go out in a barnyard and see if you can find a rooster chasing another rooster sometime. Find some heifer flirting with some other heifer out in the barnyard somewhere. Now you listen to me and you listen well. The gay style is not a gay style. It's a queer style. If I were the devil, I'd do what I could to find the most feminine creature in all the world, and I would choose woman. Now, I'd start off by having her cut her hair like a man. Then I'd have her dress like a man. And then I'd have her run for office. I'd try to put a woman behind the mayor's desk. I'd have a woman run for governor of some state. I'd have women pastoring churches and preaching on charismatic television programs. I would have her, I'd have women policemen if I were the devil, and women firemen. I don't care who you are, you can't look feminine in a policeman's outfit, and you can't look feminine in a fireman's outfit. I mentioned this as I was out of town preaching and somewhere not long ago. And as I said before, when I'm gone, the door's unlocked many times. You can walk right in if you want to. She's not scared at all. But when she's gone, I put chairs against the doors, and I heard some noises, and so I called the police. And after a while, the doorbell rang, and I went to the door, and there she stood, a policewoman. I said, forget it. Forget it. Now you listen to me. If I were the devil, I would destroy feminine young ladies. If I were the devil, I'd teach you to curse and smoke and drink and gamble. And by the way, I'd also start a unisex movement. I'd call it the National Organization of Women is what I'd call it. And I'd use the abbreviation, I'd call it the NOW, if you please. And by the way, if I were the devil, in my effort to make the most feminine person masculine, I would have this woman, I'd have her play men's sports. So she can slide into second base like a man. So she can throw a football like a man. So she can play basketball like a man. They'll make popsicles in hell before we'll have women playing sports at Howells Anderson College and Hammond Baptist Schools. Some of you visitors are about to have a stroke tonight, but it might be a good idea if you'd have a stroke of femininity again. Some of you ladies are saying, I don't believe this sermon. Yeah, but you're a perfect illustration of it. Oh, by the way, I'd put her on the Supreme Court, too. And I'd have her join the Army and the Navy. And I'd let her get into Citadel and other institutions for young men. Because I would want to destroy the feminine. If I were the devil, I'd want to destroy the human race. I'd start with the most influential country, which is America. And I would find the most pure mind and make it impure. I'd find the most feminine creature and make it masculine. I'd find the most... The sweetest tongue and make it a gossip. And then I would search for the most modest creature in that country. Again, I would choose a woman. If I were the devil, I'd try to destroy her modesty. I'd put her on a beach in a bathing suit. If I were the devil, and by the way, that's what he's done. If you lay out there in a bathing suit, the devil puts you out there. Well, you say, some of you females say, well, Brother Hiles, you have an evil mind. No, I have a man's mind. And any man that says he can walk up and down the beach and look at a bunch of bikini-clad females and think of, and sing Amazing Grace and think about soul winning is a queer. If I were trying to destroy America, I would choose the most modest creature. I'd put her on a beach in a bathing suit. I'd put her in shorts on the streets and in her yard. I'd pour her into a pair of pants that looked like pants were painted on her. I would pull over her a skin-tight sweater, give her a low-cut blouse, put a long slit so her thigh could show while she walks, and I would destroy the most modest creature in the greatest country in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, our civilization is threatened tonight with destruction because America has influenced America and because we've lost the old-fashioned, modest, decent, clean, pure, feminine women in our country. I would then search, if I were going to destroy the human race, I would have fundamental Christian colleges get worried about getting students because of their dress codes. And I'd have fundamental Christian colleges change their dress codes so they can get students. Now you listen to me. I'd rather have 10 students buy this book than 10,000 students bowing my knee to Baal. I would have fundamental Christian colleges have girls' sports teams and let them wear shorts in front of crowds and pants for athletic events. You say, but Al, are you talking about it? Yeah, I'm talking about that school. Yeah. You mean you have in mind? Yes, I have that in mind, exactly in mind. If I were the devil, I'd want to destroy civilization. I would choose the most influential country in the world, try to destroy that country. And I would choose not only what I would say, but I would choose the prettiest of God's creatures. I would choose a woman. To me, a woman is the prettiest thing in the whole world. And before you ladies get too cocky, my second choice is a horse. So I'm not sure whether my judgment's very good or not. But to me, there's nothing on the face of the earth as beautiful as a woman. Not a sunset, not a sunrise, not a flower, not a tree, not an island. Nothing on the face of this earth as beautiful as a godly woman. I would seek the prettiest of God's creatures, and I would choose a woman. I would try to destroy her beauty. I would have her break the stock market, buying too much and too many of Avon, Revlon, eyeshadow, streaked hair, Helen Curtis, Vic Tanny, nail polish, face powder, lipstick, earrings on, four earrings on each ear, bracelets, wigs, rouge, cleansing cream, girdles, rollers, artificial fingernails, hairpins, Nina Ricci, Arpège, Mycin, Estee Lauder, hairspray, toilet water, hand lotion, perfume, body powder, nail clippers, brooches, anklets, false eyelashes, rings on every finger, hair pieces, eyebrow pluckers, Nair, artificial moles, artificial freckles, bath oil, olive oleil, skin foundation, pancake, olive oil, lace, necklaces, bleaching, frosting, tinting, Merle Norman, Mary Kay, facials, manicuring, glow combing, permanents, and so forth. I'm not against any of those things, but I'm against too much of any of them. I would substitute all of those for a meek and quiet spirit. If I was the devil, I wouldn't want a young lady to be meek and quiet, but God wants young ladies to be meek and quiet. I would substitute all of these for a meek and quiet spirit, a sweet smile, a submissive manner, a loving disposition, a clean life, walk with God, and a helpful life. And I want to say this tonight. There is no beauty aid in this world compared with modesty and decency and purity. Nothing can put that innocent look on your face that the devil has taken off. I'd convince her that beauty is bought. I would decorate her like a Christmas tree. I'd cover her with a perennial mask and make Hollywood whores her heroes. All you got to do is go to the airport and see the destruction of femininity. Men have always been pretty sorry. I don't believe in double standards. I think men ought to be as clean as women. I think you young men ought to walk out that door there as pure as that young lady is when she walks down that aisle. But I want to tell you something. When the devil decides to destroy a society, he starts off with a woman. If I were the devil, I would search for the most affectionate creature on the face of the earth. I would choose woman. I would try to destroy that affection. I would give to her an abundance of affection before marriage. I'd put her in lover's lane as a single person. I'd have her date unchaperoned in cars as a single young lady. I would lead her to Lover's Lane for premarital sex. I would then have her transfer affection to the baby when the baby's born. And I would have her put children first in her life instead of her husband. I'd make her unaffectionate to her husband and frigid. I'd have her be more attractive outside the home than inside the home. I would convince her that her husband is a beast. I would teach her to often say no to her husband's advances, and I would choose the most affectionate person in this world, and I would, in this country, and I'd try to make her unaffectionate. Let me tell you something tonight. God says that a woman is supposed to be affectionate to her husband. Then I would look for the most submissive creature in the world, in that country. I'm trying to destroy the human race. I'm choosing the nation that is the most influential. And I'm trying to destroy the backbone and the foundation of that nation. I would choose the most submissive creature. I would choose woman. And I would destroy that submissiveness. I would convince her that obedience is slavery. I'd make her strong will, but not strong enough to yield her will. I'd have her seek her own rights and form an organization to fight for those rights. And I'd have her join up with a bunch of hussies that are not feminine, not pretty, but masculine and ugly and not women at all, but half and half. I would defame such words as obedience, submission, yield, follow, and serve. And I would have her to complain and greet her husband with complaining. I would have her be bossy. Now you listen to me. The same Bible that says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, tells the woman to be submissive to her husband. Don't you sing your sorrows in church to me unless you're submissive to your husband. Don't you teach your Sunday school class in my Sunday school unless you're submissive to your husband. Don't talk to me about how many souls you win unless you're submissive to your husband. I was going to destroy the human race. I would choose the most influential nation on the face of the earth. And I would destroy that nation. I would do it by destroying the most feminine, the most submissive, the most affectionate. Also, I would seek the most spiritual creature in that nation. I would choose woman. Women are more spiritual in America than men are, usually. Thank God, here's one church where the men lead the church. But I'd choose woman, and I would try to destroy her spirituality. I would confuse her with a variety of speakers on radio and television. I'd put some little Batty Hen or Benny Hen, one or the other, on television. Now you listen to me. Nobody's got the business watching that garbage on television. Sit there and look at those, at the Oral Roberts and Jimmy Swaggart and all the rest of them. When the Bible is closed on the coffee table, turn that box off and get that Bible out and read the blessed Word of God. I would enchant her with the music and manner of the 700 Club. I would lead her from the old King James Bible to a dozen ones easier to understand. I would keep her so busy with church work, she wouldn't have time for Bible study, for prayer, and for soul winning. I would tell her to stay at home from church with the baby, because I would convince her that the church nursery is too dirty for her child, though it's cleaner than her home. I would refine her so that hellfire and brimstone preaching is uncouth, just like some of you are feeling right now. I would have her spend hours in books of psychology and philosophy, but not in God's King James Bible. I would lead her to prefer the suave, positive preacher over the old-fashioned, sin-fighting man of God. I would have her insist on moving her membership to a more up-to-date church where the yuppies go. I would have her think she's spiritual because she listens to all types of radio and TV preachers and reads tons of religious material and reads sedated daily devotional books with a paragraph, a poem, half a scripture, and make her think that's enough for one day. Put that devotional book down and get God's devotional book down and read the Word of God. We're going to destroy the human race. I would choose the most influential nation. Then I would choose in that nation the most important person. I would choose a mother. I would destroy her influence. I'd make her more interested in the house than in the family. She would have children for her house instead of the house for her children. I would keep her away from children as much as possible. And I would have her dominate her sons and overly protect them and let them play with girls and not cut their hair. And who knows, I might can raise a queer. I would have her teach your son to be a good loser. I wouldn't give you a dime for a good loser. Not a dime for a good loser. You've heard me tell about this preaching up in Rockford. It was area-wide Sunday school convention. A little old preacher had walked up to me. He sat down beside me and he said, "Dr. Hiles, could I ask you a question?" I looked at it and said, "Yes, you may." He said, "You strike me as being a very poor loser. Is that true?" I said, "Don't know, Buster, never lost." I would tell her that football is dangerous. Little Johnny might lose his curls playing football. He might lose a few ribs, too, but he'd be a better man for it. I would teach her, of course, that Johnny shouldn't be taught to box. Because if he was taught to box, he might could defend his family someday. I would teach her that he shouldn't be taught to box. And I would also suggest that he not learn how to shoot a gun. I would suggest that he listen to symphony music as much as possible. Well, that got some of you females. I'm not against classical music. But I'll tell you what I am against. I'm against the boy sitting down and listening to that stuff hour by hour. I know what I'm talking about. I have never met a queer male, if there's such a thing. I've never met one that didn't sit down by the hour and do nothing but listen to classical music. I'm not against classical music, but you give me a kid that'll sit listen to classical music and get out and shoot some baskets or throw some packs or hit some fly balls, and I'll tell you a kid needs another mama. And I certainly wouldn't want her to let him go camping. There's snakes out there. And he might catch a cold. Yeah, he might catch manhood while he's out there too. If I were the devil, I'd have her tell him, teach the little boy not to play with guns. I'd take all the guns out of the toy stores. All the little play guns out of the toy stores. And I'd see to it that the woman was so bossy, she'd tell her husband, "Our boy is not going to play with guns." Well, husband, get one and shoot her and rear that kid. I don't care, brother, if it's in the White House or the outhouse. America is destitute for men. I mean, we need a revival of men behind the pulpit. We need a revival of men in the home. We need a revival of men in the White House. We got a better man wearing a skirt in the White House than the president is. I'm trying to tell you, we need some old-fashioned men who stand up like men, who fight like men, who believe like men, who are clean like men, who are decent like men. And if I were going to destroy a country, I'd have a bunch of females, rear a bunch of sissy bird bitches boys. Don't worry, this is. It'll all be over after a while, and you go back to your church that doesn't have service on Sunday night. Come, go back to the robe-wearing queer preacher and let him give you a few devotions. And if I were the devil, I'd teach the woman to kiss her little boy in the mouth all he could, all she could. You know what? May I tell you, ladies, when you pucker up for your husband, it looks good. But you pucker up for that teenage boy, it don't look real inviting. The average teenage boy would rather see a train coming towards him than his mama's lips. I'm having fun tonight because some of you don't like this. I'm trying to tell you America needs some old-fashioned mothers again. I'd make him practice piano more than he plays football. I'm not against the boy taking piano. I'm against the boy spending more time practicing piano than he spends on the ball field. It's one good thing about being old. I can get my Social Security and go to Florida. Then I would have her rear kids in the Awana program and dream of the day when she can enroll a little junior in some interdenominational college so he can attend a campus church instead of an old-fashioned New Testament Baptist church. I would have her think that real old-fashioned hellfire and damnation preachers are crude, rude, and prude. I would try not to ever tell her that America was built by old-fashioned hellfire and damnation preachers. I would have her teach her son that Mozart and Bach and Beethoven are better than football, baseball, and basketball. Then I would lead her to spoil her daughter. I'd lead her not make the daughter work. And let her play boys' sports at school. And make a tomboy out of her and maybe even a lesbian, who knows? At least I would want to ruin the next generation of mothers. I would convince her husband that she has to work. I'd put pants on her and send her off to work and let somebody else rear her children. And I'd start daycare centers to rear the kids of America instead of home centers. If I were the devil, I'd try to destroy the human race. I would start by trying to destroy the most influential nation on the face of the earth, and then I would choose the most unselfish creature in the world, and that nation. I would choose woman, and I would try to make her selfish. I would show her what others have. I'd make her dissatisfied with the present house and furniture. I'd have her want more and more and more. I would break her husband trying to please her. I would tell her that she deserves more attention. I would lead her to live for self and not for others. I'd want a Christian husband, but not one that was working in the bus ministry. I might not see him enough. Then I would follow her to a service like this and sit beside her and say, "He's fanatical." And I'd make her have just exactly the attitude some of you females have about my preaching right now. And a few of you fellows wearing pants, but you're half female. And I'd make her sit in a service like this and say, "That's just not my kind of preaching." Okay, then if this is not your kind of preaching, are they having your kind of preaching tonight anywhere in this area? If you like your kind of preaching so much, why don't you go back on Sunday night for it? Now you listen to me. America has got to get back to old-fashioned, Bible-believing, Bible-reading, pure, decent, godly women, or we're gone. And then I would chuckle as I'd taken the most beautiful, most pure, most kind, most feminine, most modest, most affectionate, most submissive, most spiritual, most important person in that country. And I would have destroyed that nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just about there. If I can destroy a woman, I can destroy a country. And if I can destroy America, I can destroy the world. We've been to country after country after country. I've traveled probably in 40 or 50 foreign countries. American influence is everywhere. You mentioned a while ago the Philippine schools. I love to drive down through an early morning through Philippine country and see those girls in modest length dresses going to those schools, covering their knees. I wish I had a picture of a bunch of Philippine girls going to the school in the morning and compare it with a bunch of tramp-looking people going to our public schools in America. Brother, America is headed for hell tonight, and the judgment of Almighty God is about to fall, and it's not going to be saved till we get women back right with God. This is one place in America where the devil's not going to have his way. Some of you fists are sitting here criticizing tonight, but you sure like the looks of these young ladies on this platform a while ago. You want our product, but you haven't got the courage to stand up for the recipe. You turn out young ladies like this tonight, young ladies who walk down that aisle without even kissing a young man who never had a date without a chaperone. Well, you say, that's old-fashioned, yeah? And so is purity old-fashioned. And so is decency old-fashioned. And so is femininity old-fashioned. God, give us America tonight, a country with real, feminine, pure, decent, clean women. And by the grace of Almighty God, we'll train that kind here on this corner. We'll train beautiful. Hey, by the way, you folks criticize me. Trot yours out. Let me come to you, visit your church when you pass out testaments at graduation time. Let me see your public school kids. Just drive up or to Hammond High, Edison, Clark, Gavitt, Highland High, Munster High. Just drive up to them any morning you want to and watch those females up there in pants that three women their size could fit in. The kind we used to throw away. They buy them new like we used to throw them away. Bless God, I'm 71 years old. I've come too far to turn back. And I will not turn back. I still believe that decent, pure, feminine, godly, spiritual young women can be reared in the United States of America. I still believe a young lady can walk down that aisle and put her hand in the arm of a young man and look at him and say to him, I saved myself for you. I'm pure. I'm chaste. I'm virgin. I'm clean. I'm decent. I saved myself. And I also believe a young man can walk out that door and extend his arms, young lady, and say, I've not rubbed up against every old female in the senior class, but I've kept myself for you, and I'm clean, and I'm virgin. By the grace of Almighty God, we may not can change this country, but we can build one little island here in America. That's what America used to be. Our Heavenly Father, I'm hungry tonight for the days when our universities again look like Hiles Anderson students. So it used to be. Even when I went to the University of Texas over 50 years ago, wasn't a single pair of pants worn by a female at the University of Texas. It's not us that